Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me here today. Once again, I'm Vic Pascucci from USAA. Couple things we're just going to, I'm here to talk to you about today. One, just to introduce you to USAA for those that aren't familiar with our company or don't have an affinity with the military, you might not be familiar with us. Let you know how we see the mobile environment, and then finally talk to you about how we've innovated in the mobile environment with mobile technologies in order to serve more members and meet more needs. And that last phrase, serve more members, meet more needs, and the title become the relevance become a little more apparent kind of on the next slide. So to talk about USA or introduce about USA, you really, unless you know what our mission is, you really can't really understand anything about us. We're a mission-based organization. Our mission is to facilitate the financial security of our members by giving them a full range of highly competitive products and services and be the provider of choice for the military. I work a lot with our, and they did a great job. They make this even real simple for guys like me to understand. It boils down to two things. We have to serve more members, more needs. Everything we do is about serving our members and meeting their needs. You know, we're like I said before, we're a mission-based organization. We're different than any other company out there, right? Nowhere in that mission do you hear things about shareholders or about return on profits or quarterly returns or margins. We're about a mission. We're privately held. We exist to live up to this mission and to carry it out. You know, we serve a particular niche. We serve the military. We are not serving the mass market. We set ourselves up and we revolve around their particular needs and to make sure they get served. All the decisions we get made in our company start with us. Every major briefing in the company, every small briefing in the company starts with us. As part of my job in enterprise transformation, we look at kind of what's next or how are we keeping up with member needs. And my job's real simple. It's nothing complicated about it. Kind of a pretentious title, Office of Enterprise Transformation. It just means serve more members, meet more needs. What are we doing in technology to make sure we're serving more members and meeting more needs? We look at our success, our major success, on whether we are the provider of choice for military. Are we providing them the financial products and services they need? You know, it's to the point that if we didn't really believe what we were doing, if we didn't believe we were serving our mission, we wouldn't be around, right? Because if there is literally someone out there that serves the military better than us, in the financial area, we would gladly give them that responsibility. So as far as, you know, who we are more, you know, we know what it means to serve is kind of our tagline. You'll see in a lot of our materials. You know, we know what it means to serve because we were founded, like I said, to serve the military. We were founded by, in 1922, by a group of our officers that couldn't get insurance anywhere else. Because guess what? Nobody wanted to insure someone that moved every 6 to 9 months. Oh, and by the way, they got shot at for a living and risked their lives for this country. So, you know, from an insurance company, not a real good risk. But they banded together to insure each other's. From there, we went to other aspects of financial products and services, investments, bankings. Now, we're serving 7.4 million of America's military community, which are basically the military and their family members. You know, we do things differently to serve them. I mean, we write insurance policies for 19-year-olds sitting in foxholes. All right? It's a real sobering thing to listen to our member service reps' calls and listen to them with mortar fire going on in the background. So that's what we're there for. Some of the kind of boring stats that are up there about Fortune 200, this, Fortune 100, that. That's you know, the usual kind of stats. The things we're excited about that make us happy are our customer service awards that we get. And within USA, no one's going to use the word customer, right? They use the word member because our members, they are a member. It's a membership. It's an honor, right? They serve this country. We serve them. It's something that's passed down from generation to generation. You know, I think it came out last week, we went from number one to number two. Our social media outlets will be on fire for the next week, screaming and yelling about, no, you got robbed. Recalculate the numbers, that can't be true. And we usually bounce from one to two on things. Our internal metrics, the way we challenge ourselves for member service satisfaction, we're at 98% plus, right? And people aren't even happy with that because there's no reason that every member shouldn't be 100% satisfied with what we do. You know, one of the things I guess we're most proud of on top of all, you know, in era of financial services, you know, we saw banks crumbling left and right. In that same year, we had our most profitable year ever and actually returned $1.2 billion to our members. So let's see. So what does all that mean to mobile? Well, how does all that apply to mobile? Well, this is a picture of one of our events on one of the bases, actually in Texas. Well, we've got 7.4 million members to serve. We do it from one location. We're in San Antonio, Texas. We don't have the traditional branches. We don't have agents. We don't have someone in every corner. We serve them all. We serve them all essentially from one location. We have to innovate in mobile. If we don't, we're not going to be able to serve more members and meet more needs. We can't live up to our mission unless we do these types of things. We have a very mobile membership as well. They move around all the time. They're getting deployed left and right. They get different assignments. They're changing bases on a regular very irregular and sometimes regular schedule. So our membership is mobile, and we've got to serve them from one particular location. So what I'd like to do next is kind of give you an idea of some of the statistics we use when we're looking at the mobile environment to see what's going on and how we can serve more members and meet more needs. Kind of the sobering fact is, in 8 quarters, the iPhone, the iTouch, does what all of AOL, NTT Docomo, Netscape couldn't do in 20 quarters. So in 8 quarters, they do what the biggest providers in the world weren't able to do in 20 quarters, right? What does that mean for us? We pushed very aggressively into the online space. We were one of the first financial providers out there, and that means we have to push even farther into the mobile arena. So another interesting chart, 5,000% growth in traffic or in data traffic over 3 years. Now, I'm not a mathematician, not into stats, but to me, 1,000% here, 1,000% there, and I think there's a trend, right? Let alone do it in 3 years. So our members, what do they want? They want their financial data always and really accessible. Consumer demand, you can see it in the slide. Notebooks, desktops up. Your traditional desktops going down. Feature phones swinging down, iPhones and your smartphones going up. So you can see the consumer trend in that. U.S. mobile banking adoption, you've got a 58%. This is from our friends at Javelin as well. Thank you. 58% increase. Obviously this is what the consumer wants. Our members want it even more, and I'll show you some stats on that as we go along. Industry supply. So what are the telecoms doing? Where are they at? Look at how they're making money, right? They're making money on data service plans, not the traditional ways of what they did before. As far as bandwidth growth, what do people want? Cable broadband? Yeah, kind of. What do they really want? Look at the hockey stick on mobile, right? Some very telling trends as to what they want to be. And the important thing is this is without 4G, right? This is just on old technology, what's considered old now, on 3G technology. What is it going to mean at the higher speeds? And you can see the investments that the industries are making accordingly. iPhone app growth, right? Wouldn't it be a mobile conference unless you talk about the iPhone, right? So you got to talk about it. 3 billion apps in about 3 years. 1 billion in 14 months. Once again, not a statistician, not a marketing guy, but 1 billion here, 1 billion there, and yeah, I think you got a market, and I think you have a trend. This is 3G versus 4G in your face. Expectations will go up. People will expect this. This one works. I like the bet better, but this one's a little more impactful. So, how do you couple this with, serving more members and meeting more needs? So our challenge, what we have to deal with is what do members want? Well, here's our members. They're scattered everywhere. Like I said, we've got one location over there. So how do we get to them? We had 550 million member contacts just in 2009 alone. And so our solution in the banking arena was remote deposit capture. Some of you heard about this craziness someone was talking about at the beginning with snapping the check with your phone. That was actually us. So we started with deposit at home, which was took a scanner, desktop connectivity. We would treat that as good funds. In August of 2009, we came out with our iPhone application that allowed you to take a picture of the check with your iPhone and treat it as a deposit. We've had $250 million already just within 150 days of rolling it out. Now, the interesting thing is some stats came out just last week that of the people using mobile banking, 59% would use RDC, remote deposit capture, if it was available to them. A stat that floored most of the people that were out there. They're saying it was Mercatus, one of the consulting groups. They expect 100 million checks to get displaced this year and 1.5 billion checks to get displaced by 2014. So what does that mean for us to serve more members and meet more needs? Some of the quotes are people said they didn't know what they did without remote deposit capture. It's like they didn't have a cell phone. And we'll give you just a brief video on some of the coverage and what other people are saying about remote deposit capture.
Well, you soon may be able to deposit your checks with your new iPhone, huh?
Skip the bank, forget the ATM, look no further than your iPhone.
Also making headlines today, could give direct deposit a run for its money? An iPhone application is taking banking to the next level.
Be Your Own Bank Teller USAA has a new app for the iPhone that would allow customers to make a deposit from anywhere.
This is great. I do hate going to the bank.
And then you send it in, and it will go straight to USAA's deposit-taking system.
Customers will then be told to file or discard the check because the deposit will be handled entirely electronically.
Then what do you do with the check?
Nothing. Keep it for your files.
With 30,000 downloads already, it's a convenience whose time has come.
We have now created a bank in everybody's pocket.
Whether you are on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
From ball fields, PTA meetings, neighborhood gatherings.
Or in a tent in Afghanistan.
From the office, a restaurant, even overseas.
Or anywhere you happen to be where you have a Wi-Fi signal or a cellular signal.
And have access to that money, in most cases, in less than 2 minutes.
And the concept for this new technology was developed right here in San Antonio.
Other banks are watching to see if the app might work for them.
Nice, right?
Yeah.
Just take a picture of your check. Boom. Instant money.
No, I'm still a little bit
You wouldn't do that?
No.
You don't trust technology that much.
Interesting.
Amazing stuff, huh?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit about the coverage we've had with it. Well, we've got to, like I said before, serve more members, meet more needs. Not everybody has an iPhone. Not everybody's got high-speed connectivity. So what do? We have low-bandwidth alternatives. So some of those guys and women out on ships, guess what? They're still stuck on what's not even barely a dial-up connection to do their banking. So we've got low bandwidth for them. It also can get on the feature phones as well, if you can get to the mobile internet that way. Additionally, we've got an application itself just for the feature phones so people can handle their banking no matter where they are and no matter what their capabilities are as far as technology. So our mobile banking adoption, us versus the rest of the industry, consumer adoption's at 14%. We get 900,000 weekly logins. Last year, we had 27 million logins to date. Of our users, 81% using smartphones, 35% using our phones. iPhones. Are we stuck? I'm sure it's user error. Oh, there we go. So what's next? Well, actually, in order to serve more members, meet more needs, we're rolling out on other applications, other platforms, provided we can get the member experience right. But these are things that are eventually be coming out. The next thing that we'll be doing is to make sure it's voice-enabled because, you know, we're making sure people are actually driving when they're supposed to be driving and not trying to thumb out so they can talk on their phone and handle their application. So pay my Amex bill. We'll have the speech recognition that'll handle it. Our iPhone success to date has been, we have one of the only number one rated financial apps that are out there. It's an app favorite. We've got over 250 million, probably close to 300 million, 150,000 unique members depositing checks, and over 390,000 downloads that are out there. Then one of some of the things that you'll see next is part of our application itself is that we'll have the social media links because our members want to interact with us mobily. So they'll be able to connect to our YouTube videos, our MySpace. We have more friends online than any major record label almost. It's kind of amazing people that follow us on these things. And then to the extent we have time, I have a demo on how the application works. That's fine. And
well, you soon may be able to forget about running to the bank to deposit a check.
Yeah, use your new iPod or cell phone. Tonight, Fox 13's consumer Larry Seidel is going to show you how this new iPhone technology works. But why some say there is a reason to be concerned about this.
From cell phones to netbooks, advances in technology put convenience at your fingertips.
I'm a gadget person. I like it all kind of together in one.
Bert Cooper's loaded his iPhone with all sorts of apps, but one's getting a lot of attention.
It's the newest thing.
It's called Deposit It Mobile. It not only gives him access to bank account balances, but lets him deposit checks in those accounts from anywhere using his iPhone.
I don't have to go to the bank. I don't have to wait in line. I don't have to deposit the check. I don't have to go to an ATM machine. As soon as they give me the check, I can deposit it right from my iPhone. It'll be in my bank immediately.
Here's how it works. Bert enters the amount of the check, then snaps a picture of the front and back. Once the app tells him it can read the check, he clicks submit, and the money instantly transfers into his account.
It's kind of shocking the first time you do it. You're afraid to, because they tell you to destroy the check when you're done. And you go, well, I don't want to destroy it.
I think it is the future of banking.
CNET.com executive editor Tom Merritt tells me he's tried it too. USAA is the only bank with this app. But as others adapt the technology, Merritt thinks it could mean fewer bank branches with fewer services.
Of course, in our on-the-go society, people want that ability just in their everyday life. They don't want to have to drive, across town to a bank location. The banks don't want it either. They want to reduce the cost of running these branches.
But high-tech banking brings with it another concern, security.
It's possible somebody can spy on the data you're sending, but it is encrypted, so they'd have to decrypt it. It's not impossible that they could intercept it, but it's pretty unlikely.
Which is good news for Bert.
The portability of it, just being able to use it wherever, whenever.
He's hooked on this app because it lets him spend more time walking his dog instead of walking up to an ATM every time he needs to deposit a check. Eric Seidel, Fox 13 News.
I think that's something you have to just...
Thank you very much. You know, the success we've had in mobile, it all to do with serving more members and meeting more needs. It's our mission. That's what we exist for. Our future of what we will do next with mobile will be that same thing in order to serve more members and meet more needs. Thanks.